AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Hurricane Ida is expected to gain strength over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico before coming ashore in Louisiana on Sunday, the 16th anniversary of Katrina. National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Schott.
It will be a pretty strong Category 4 when it makes landfall on the coast of Louisiana sometime on Sunday afternoon or evening. At that time, it's possible that we could have sustained winds getting close to 140 miles per hour with wind gusts close to or in excess of 170 miles per hour.
The storm surge could be 15 feet or more, and upwards of 20 inches of rain are in the forecast. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says people need to stock up and be ready well before the storm arrives.
By nightfall tomorrow night, you need to be where you intend to ride out the storm, and you need to be postured as you would want to be as that storm approaches you.
New Orleans mayor has ordered everyone outside the levees to evacuate. Some parishes have also ordered evacuations. Hospital evacuations will not take place because of the pandemic, which has already overcrowded hospitals from Texas and across the southeast. A hurricane warning is up for most of the Louisiana coast, from Intercoastal City to the mouth of the Pearl River. Tropical storm warning was extended to the Mississippi-Alabama state line. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden meant it when he said,
"We will hunt you down."
I think he made clear yesterday that he does not want them to live on the earth anymore.
The president says the mission goes on to evacuate Americans and Afghan allies from the Kabul airport. 13 U.S. service members were killed in what the Pentagon says was one suicide attack. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there is the threat of more attacks. The goal?
The lives of our troops and, of course, the lives of evacuees, and trying to continue to get as many out as possible.
This is AP News. The man who killed Bobby Kennedy is granted parole.
At his 16th parole hearing Friday, the now 77-year-old Sirhan Sirhan told members of the California Parole Board he has learned to control his anger and is committed to living peacefully. Sirhan was convicted of first-degree murder for the assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. Kennedy, who was running for president, had just given a victory speech after winning the California Democratic primary when he was gunned down at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Sirhan, a Christian Palestinian from Jordan, has said he doesn't remember the killing, but Sirhan has acknowledged he was angry at Kennedy for his support of Israel. The ruling by the two-person panel now goes to the California Parole Board staff. It will then be sent to the California governor, who will have the final say. I'm Mike Gracia.
North Carolina-based Bojangles is closing all company-owned restaurants for 2 days to give 8,000 workers a well-deserved break. But that break will be without pay. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.